Also in this time period, we had a good friend of yours who became the finance commissioner of Tulsa.
That was an important campaign. Norma Eagleton's campaign, all of us good old gals, as they called us, I think we were called that, or battle axes, we all signed up for Norma's campaigns. Especially that first one was really quite a specter because that seat had never been held by a woman. In fact, no voting position on the city commission had ever been held by a woman. I think we'd had an accountant once who had been auditor, but not as a voting position.
This was in the mid-70s now we're talking this about.
Yeah. And so we all joined forces, and people who are no longer with us, Noble Mannion and Mary Cherry and Estelle Hamilton, famous League of Women Voters names, probably famous only to the League members, we all joined Norma's campaign.
Who was she running against, you recall?
He was young, gorgeous Republican male. Everything you want to see in a man, you know, conventionally good-looking, and he never stopped smiling. I remember Norma just being decimated because he would come glowing out of some event. She said, "You know something we don't know. What'll we do?" And we'd all go, "Oh, my gosh, he must know he's winning. There must be some secret poll or something." Anyway, he really did a great job. But Norma won fairly handily.
She became the first voting female elected in our city.
Yeah, and in fact, she was later appointed to serve as corporation commissioner by George Nye, and she was the first woman ever elected to a statewide position in Oklahoma. People don't know that, but she was the trailblazer for all of us.
First statewide as a result of the corporation commissioner position.
Mm-hmm.
First female.
First female elected, because then one of the conditions of his asking her to serve was that she agreed to run for election when the seat came up.
For students and all listening to this now, then it's good for them to hear that there was a time that to have Governor George Nye select a female to be appointed was pretty advanced thinking,
very,
I guess.
Very progressive thing right, to yeah. do. And then later, I believe, he appointed the first female justice of the Supreme Court.
Yes. And then you and Norma have gone on to become very good friends, haven't you?
We were good friends before. We met each other at a Eugene McCarthy picnic in Woodward Park. And Don Ross introduced us. So that was in 1968, and we've been fast friends ever since.
Eugene McCarthy was out of Minnesota, and he was running for president.
Yeah,
and was
this
very,
was after the Bobby Kennedy assassination.
Right. And he was very much anti the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And that's attracted you and others like you to be a part of his picnic and campaign.
Part of the picnic, right.